All right, touch the table on some football real quick, then we'll get back to business. Kenny, the music, please.
So we are officially through NFL free agency, the offseason. So I have some over-unders, updated over-unders for you guys to react to. I just wanted your opinion on some of these teams. We'll get through the interesting ones and a couple of non-interesting ones because that's kind of funny. We'll start with those. The Browns, the Saints are all 4.5, and the 5.5s are the Giants, Jets, and Titans.
What would you like me to say? They're all dog ass.
Yes, they're all dog ass. I'm wondering if you have any over-under thoughts on that.
I think the Giants have a shot to go over just based on what could be an elite defense on paper. Offense is going to be very mid at best, but of any of those, say the Giants.
Yeah, I would say the Giants, but not for the reasons why Mike is saying, and I'm saying because I think Russell Wilson can win you 2-3 games, and that would put you over, along with the defense that they have. You said the Giants, Browns, and who?
Giants, Jets, and Titans are 5.5.
Oh, Jets. Nah, I'm good. Yeah.
Just a complete no on the Jets.
No.
Okay.
I mean, 5.5, maybe AG can give him that new coach bounce. I mean, heck, this is my quarterback. Maybe Fields can go out there and get you to 6 wins, but I don't expect much.
Also, fun fact, Rico, you brought up Aaron Glenn. I was looking at the odds on the coach of the year. Do you know who the top three? He's one of them. Do you know who the top three in that category is? Using AG as a baseline.
Well, I'm assuming Ben Johnson is probably in there.
Ben Johnson is the betting favorite.
For coach of the year?
For head coach of the year.
Wow. Okay. Campbell in there?
No, it's Mike Vrabel. I'll save you the time. All new head coaches going to new teams.
Oh, okay.
The 7.5s will move up to there. Falcons, Cowboys, Colts, Jags.
I'm all Atlanta. I think Penix is – it's got to be time. The roster's there. They reinvested in the defense. Multiple pass rushers in the first round. This is Rico's guy. I like what I saw at the end of the year. It's always been about having a QB. Last couple of years, whether it was Ritter, Cousins, it cost them division titles. Mm-hmm. Penix is the real deal. All right. I'll buy.
Yeah, if not, you just got to blow that thing up because – there's just way too much talent, Kenny, for that number to be sitting that low. Seriously, there's a disconnect, whether it's the head coach, GM, quarterback, offensive coordinator. You got too much talent there. Cowboys, 7.5. You know, that's the rake, Mike. It seems so low. You're like, it's Dallas. Like, they got to be better than 7.5, right? Yes?
Yes.
You're the East guy.
Yes.
Okay.
The 8.5s, we can start in division. Both the Bears and the Vikings are the 8.5. Does any of that interest you, over, under?
Bears. Yeah, over. Yeah. Talent's there. Caleb, year two, takes the leap. Got an offensive coach, not a defensive Beekman. Yeah, Bears. I know Lion fans don't want to hear it, but too bad.
Yeah, I was willing to say both teams, but I need to hear some better reports coming from Minnesota that JJ is actually getting the offense and things are going well because he's got all the weapons. It's really all on him. Sam Darnold took that team to 14 wins. JJ, can you do a little bit? You don't have to get to 14, but I would like to think so. But Kenny, if I had to pick, I think the Bears, I think Ben Johnson with Caleb Williams, he's going to tailor the offense to fit him. And I know a lot of people don't think that, he destroyed this Lions team. He didn't get stupid overnight.
Is JJ the biggest wild card of the offseason, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it might be in all of football. Rico knows this. We've talked about it. If JJ's good, again, Lion fans don't want to hear this one. The Vikings have a roster that's every bit as good as yours. And the money that they saved by getting rid of expensive ginger idiot and paying rookie, they spent on defense. Like, the Vikings have a real roster. It's up to Mr. Meditation on whether he's real or not.
The irony is both quarterbacks from the national title game that year are probably the biggest wild cards because we just talked about
great
Penix.
Call. That's a great call. Yes.
Also in the 8.5. Now that David has the day off, he is not here to be negative and slanderous. The Steelers also fall under the 8.5.
I'm just going over because that's just what they do, Kenny. They don't have losing records.
I'm going to go under. I think Rodgers is cooked. I'm going under. I'm sorry. Like, I want them to be a little bit better because it'll anger David, but I actually think they're going to be a little bit worse. He wants a pick.
It's the Tomlin voodoo. It's Rodgers wanting to go out at least his way. And you got DK there. I think that they will have a winning record. I'm going to go over.
Also, the Miami Dolphins, Paul Sarah's Miami Dolphins, 8.5.
I'm going under for the Dolphins. I'm sorry, Paulie. I love you, but I don't like your owner. I'm starting to really question whether your coach is anything but a hype man. Your quarterback's a problem. Tyreek doesn't look fast no more. Defense gutted by free agency. And you can't win a game in December
because
you're soft.
Yeah, I need to see your schedule, see how many games you play outside of the state of Florida in cold weather. Yeah, I would probably safely go under as well.
And these 9.5s may be problems for the Lions, the Rams, the Bucks, the Commanders.
Rams, Bucks, Commanders. And it's 9.5?
Yes, sir.
Go Commanders of those three. Dallas is going to be bad. The Giants are going to be bad. They've played with Philly. And again, Rico, I don't know if you agree. Rookie QB to year two, there can be a leap.
Yeah.
Or it could be the CJ Stroud experience. But I'm banking that Daniels in year two of Kingsbury's offense with more weapons, including your guy Debo. Yeah, I'll bank on Washington there.
I'm going to go the Bucs, division that they play in, some easier games that they can rack up. So I'm going to go the Bucs to go over.
And also the Packers are one of the 9.5 teams talking about problems for the Lions.
I'm going to go over. I'm going to say a healthy Jordan Love will get this thing done. They went out and finally drafted a wide receiver. Yes, give me the Packers.
Yeah, probably. But, man, do they need a pass rush.
Yeah.
We bitch about pass rush here. Try being in Green Bay. You're pinning your hopes on Lucas Van Ness? Okay. But I'll go with you. The quarterback play, Love has the talent to be a top five QB.
Another one of the question marks of this upcoming season is the Bengals, 9.5. What do you make of that?
I'm going under. I think it's a bleep show. Mm-hmm. You've alienated your players. You've angered your wide receivers. You've angered Trey Hendrickson. You got rid of Lou Anarumo. I'm out.
I'm going to say under because the morale in that locker room is so low, Kenny, that the second they hit a two-game losing streak, I think the coach is going to lose the team. I think the players are going to start blaming each other, and this is going to be a dumpster fire. Like, certain teams can handle adversity. It ain't the Bengals. They lose the coin toss, and they're already pointing fingers at each other.
So, Rico, Mr. Privilege, you and I are in the same 10.5 umbrella in terms of over-under. What do you make of both?
Lions. You're saying Lions and 49ers. That's a good number for both. This is how Mike, like, wow, that's a good number. I would say with the Lions, the schedule that they have, and the fact that I think that the Packers and Bears are going to be a little bit better, I would probably put them at 10. I'd probably put the Niners at 11 because you've got the Cardinals and the Seahawks in your division. And I'm not a big Cardinals fan.
I like the Cardinals.
I know you do.
I we'll see. I'll either look
But the fact
stupider.
That the one has the toughest, one of the toughest schedules, and the other has the absolute worst schedule. So
yeah.
That's why I'm saying Lions 10. I would go under for the Lions, over for the Niners.
And will any of these teams win 12 games? The final four will round it out with this: Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, Eagles.
Bills. I got to see it with the Chiefs again. I think the Chargers might get them this year. I think old Harbaugh might have something to say in the West.
I would go with probably the Bills. Bills or Ravens. I think the Chiefs have realized you don't need to win all the games in the regular season. It means nothing. Just be ready for the playoffs. So I would go Bills or Ravens. If I had to pick one, Kenny, I'd say Ravens.
All right, and that is In Football Today.